This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The spin is in. Love it. I love the Democrats and their youthful exuberance, their naivete when it comes to their prospects in 2020. It's refreshing. Good. Let them be where, I don't know, where were we years ago? Where we? Oh, let's do it. Romney will do it, man. Romney, he's our guy. I'm not going to lie. I was one of the guys that thought Romney could beat Obama. We'd had 4 years of Obama. All Romney had to do was just not apologize. He should say, look, you've had 4 years of this clown, and I'm a businessman. I'm ready to go to work. If you want to watch the economy continue to be torched, keep following down the path of him. If Romney had changed his demeanor, stop being Mr. Straight-Up Republican. Mr. I'm a Mormon. I can't say anything bad about people. I would have torched him. I would have said, look, what did he promise? He said if he couldn't balance, cut the deficit in half at the end of 4 years, he shouldn't have a second term. Make him live up to it. Because let me tell you what I'll do. I'll do it. I'm a businessman. He's not. I've made money. I know how to make money. He doesn't. No. Romney's apologizing. And then he allows them to talk about the 47%. And they beat him up on it. And Romney didn't come back and say, look, you can talk about this 47% all you want. Let me tell you something. I'll teach these 47% how to get off welfare. I'll teach them how to become self-sufficient. Barack Obama's proud of it, and you know what the Democrats are doing? They want to demonize the idea that I'm letting you know how many people are receiving some sort of assistance from the government. They're mad because I'm giving you a stat, because I'm giving you a fact. That should tell you all you need to know. They are poverty pimps. They want to keep you down. They want to keep blacks down, Latinos down, women down, you name it. They never have a message of positivity. I'm going to bring that message of positivity. Now, I'll ask you, would I have gotten elected as Romney? Of course I would. The problem is, Romney may believe that, but he doesn't know how to explain it. And then he apologizes. I'm really sorry for my wealth. You know, I'm sorry I'm a rich white guy and I've had privilege. I would have said, I ain't apologizing for being white. I'm not apologizing for giving my money away, my trust fund, working my butt off, building a successful company called Bain Capital, and coming here to represent this country because I'm one of the people that is a good enough example to say this is what you can do. I didn't have people write my books. I didn't get raised by radicals or raised by wolves in the wild or whatever. I have a regular story of regular America. You think he would have gotten elected? I don't know. Yeah, I'm just guessing here, but I think he might have. I'm glad he didn't because it gave us Donald Trump. That's a good thing. But here's what I want you to understand. The media wants to influence you. They want you to believe Trump can be defeated. Trump, his polling is this or that. His polling is going up. It will continue to go up. And let me tell you, look, broken record, all these scandals, everything that's going on with the Democrats, they have to spend so much energy, so much time, energy, and money keeping things together that Donald Trump is cruising along. And I'm going to give you what they want you to believe right now, and then I'll get into Trump's finances because he closed out his quarter, and it was an amazing fundraising quarter. And the guy really hasn't gone into hyper gear. You understand what I'm saying? Here's a report. Former Vice President Joe Biden is seeing growing enthusiasm among donors despite the controversy surrounding women who have accused him of inappropriate touching. Now, that's not the only thing he's been accused of. I talked the other day about him being accused of being a racist. So here's what I want you to understand. This story's on the front, the women, and the other one's on the back burner. It's percolating, as my grandmother said. It's percolating, boy. So that means she was about to get mad when she blows. Is it good? You don't want to see Mount Etna, you know what I'm saying? The volcano explode. So it's on the back burner, this other thing, which is Biden's racism, wanting to keep segregated schools. And as soon as the women thing goes, the racism thing will come. And all they're waiting on, I'm telling you, all they're waiting on is for Biden to declare. He's been given warnings. is what they said. Some Biden supporters who spoke on the Hill said the allegations haven't hurt Biden, who they say is likely to see a swell of support when he enters the race.
If you know Joe, you can't take that seriously, one Democratic bundler said.
Yeah. You know what they won't show you? They won't show you Biden's polling right now. Go find it. Go find Biden's polling. Nobody's going to talk about it. If it exists, you're not going to hear the media talk about it. Biden, his polling has got to be going down. He is tarnished. I said the other day on my program, I said Joe Biden would be smart to say, you know what, guys? I'm calling it quits. Maybe he'd be smarter to get in, get the money, and then get out. Yeah. They said this, I think people see where he is in the polls and they think he can get the job done. The job being to displace Donald Trump. You see, believe it or not, Biden is the most moderate Democrat running. He's the only one that's sane. Now, he's tarnished with the women. They think that'll be masked by Donald Trump's tarnish with the women. Donald Trump's tarnish with the women is over. Biden's is only beginning. Donald Trump's been called a racist. Now, Biden's being called a racist. That's going to come back. I promise you. They can talk about this as being overblown. Doesn't matter. Biden's not getting a pass any longer. And it's for the reason I stated before in the show I did about this. Biden is now considered enough of a serious candidate because there are no real serious candidates. If you can get 10, 12, 15% of the vote, you're considered a major player right now. Biden has that. So you can't take him lightly. And that's why he's being torpedoed. And I think it's Kamala Harris. But here's what they say. Biden's leading in the polls in several early voting states. Get this. California, where he bests home state candidate Senator Kamala Harris. Quinnipiac poll out Wednesday showed Biden receiving support from 26% of Democrats and Democrat leading voters in California. Sanders and Harris received 18% and 17% respectively. So get this. In California, Biden and Sanders are leading Harris. The place where she's from, a moderate and a socialist are leading the Democrat candidate in the Golden State. If that doesn't tell you all you need to know about disarray, Biden supposedly has 26%. That's a heavy chunk. But guess what? I think that's based on name recognition more than anything. I'm not saying that Kamala Harris isn't known, but Biden is certainly much more well known. So those are the candidates eating the percentages. Then go look at there's 16 other candidates because Biden hasn't even declared. Democrats are in total disarray. I love it. And they're going to pin their hopes on a failure, a guy that cannot be elected, has failed twice. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Got a chance to meet one of my listeners to my program. Her name is Lisa. Lisa, it was good seeing you. Glad to meet you and Butch when you were in Phoenix. And hope you guys had a safe trip back. So let's make sure that we keep in touch. Anyway, glad you guys were here and we were able to meet. So I've been talking about the Democrats being in disarray. And here's a tweet that came from Rashida Tlaib. It's a verified tweet, and here's what she tweeted. They put us in photos when they want to show our party is diverse. However, when we ask to be at the table or speak up about issues that impact who we are, what we fight for, why we ran in the first place, we are ignored. To truly honor our diversity is to never silence us. Now, I'm not going to agree with Tlaib's stance on whatever, but if she wants to speak, speak up. America will speak and do what it needs to do. If you want to be a radical Muslim, America's not for you. You want to be a Muslim that assimilates and becomes part of the fabric of America, and you understand the American spirit and our culture, then we embrace you. And I say that completely honestly.
if you want to be a radical Islamist and you think that you're going to take over the world religiously and all this other stuff, you're out of your mind. It's not going to happen in this country. But what Tlaib is saying is she's describing the Democrats for exactly who they are. They will use the Muslims in order to further their own cause and then say, now you sit back, Omar. You know, and in fact, they get mad at him. I mean, Omar's a radical. They shouldn't embrace her in any way. They shouldn't embrace Tlaib in any way. But they don't have the heart to say, we don't agree with you. You're not going to do that in America. We're being more upfront. As I've said to many people, and I'm not trying to compare us to races, but I've said, I'd rather you tell me, Kevin, I'll just do it to somebody who doesn't like you. I'd rather you say, Kevin, honestly, I just don't like you. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I don't even want to let myself like you. I don't. I would rather you tell me that because there's a lot more things I can do. If it's Muslims and you think you're a radical and we're going to like you, we're not going to like you. There's nothing you're going to do. There's no conversation we're going to have, and we're telling you up front. Now, if you're reasonable and you say, look, I don't care, Kevin, what you guys do with your religion. I'm a Muslim. I don't believe in radical Islam. In fact, I don't even practice Islam. I got no problem with you whatsoever. Zero. I think most people, I may not have explained it exactly right, and somebody will take this and try to make me Islamophobic. I don't care. But I'm not. I don't have a, it was a small percentage of Muslim kids that I knew my entire life, but I remember embracing them. I remember staying up all night when these two Iranian kids came to visit the two brothers that had come to my school. I remember staying up all night talking to them going, you know, wow, fascinating. You know what shocked me the most? How much interest they had in our politics in America. Because I had zero interest in theirs. And I still think that's the beauty of America. We are so, we're so good that I don't need to be concerned about your politics per se. I feel like our glow radiates so much that eventually you're going to want to know who we are. And that's exactly what was happening. Kevin, you know, so explain to me this, and why does this, and are you oppressed, and all these other things. And I was traveling in Egypt. They would all ask me, Kevin, so what is the plight of the black men in America? And I go, what do you mean? You know, are you oppressed? No. That's what they were getting. What gets exported from our country is Democrats' view of the world, not our view. It is time we export our view. This lady is telling you the Democrat Party is a ruse. They want you to believe the things that are not true. They are not telling you the truth. That's what her tweet says. Now, we could win her over. I'm not saying that you want to win her over. We could win her and the entire Muslim population over the same way we can win over blacks, the same way we can win over women and stuff, is by saying, look, there's only one requirement in the conservative movement. I mean, if there's one thing that galvanizes us, it is a love of the American spirit, the culture of America. That culture is a mosaic. It is a mosaic of everything. Bring your best. If you want to bring Islam, bring your best. Let me tell you what Islam is. The best of Islam. The best of Islam says, don't steal. You know, there's harsh punishments for you breaking the law. Don't steal. Don't do these things. And respect one another. Love one another. In other words, at its core, the best of it is good. The worst of it is absolutely, it's an atrocity. And we shouldn't allow it in that respect. If you want to bring the best of it, bring it. You want to bring the worst of it, we're not having it. That's what America represents. Anyway, I love talking about this stuff because I think that it allows us to explore these things in a lot better way. And we haven't been able to do that. We can't have these conversations. One of my buddies, Foster Freeze, Foster wants to have a conversation with Ocasio-Cortez. He's had conversations with, I think her name is Nasheed. He flew in when she was under controversy for threatening to kill the president and had coffee with her. He's challenging people to have coffee with people that you don't necessarily agree with. And in his challenge, I got it by email. It said something along the lines of there was a gay activist and a pastor, and he put those two together. They had coffee together. The pastor since died, but he says even up until his death, he goes, they never agreed. But they were best friends. Once they got together and they talked, Nobody changed their positions, but they became best friends. I can tell you that firsthand. I have a buddy, he's passed away. Mike died when he was about 48. And a massive heart attack in his home by himself. Sad, sad story. But this is a guy, we couldn't be more politically different and, quite frankly, different in life. He was sort of a valley guy, you know, like a surfer dude kind of thing. And we went to military school together, which was a crack up because he was what we called an F up in military school. And he was, you know, average student. I was a great student. He was a terrible athlete. I was a great athlete. I mean, I could go on. When I told people that, yeah, me and Mike get together every period, they're like, you and Mike, really? I mean, every one of my buddies from school is like, seriously, Mike and you? And I was like, yeah, man, we're great friends. This dude, his, you know, my kids call him Uncle Mike, you know, and on and on. I could just give you on story after story. That's the way I felt about the guy. And we were completely different, complete opposites. But you know what? He looked beyond it. I mean, he didn't have anything to look beyond. He idolized me. But I was certainly one to look beyond him, which shocked a lot of my friends. And here's what I guess what I'm kind of saying about that is we're able to do that. The left aren't. Try to get Tlaib or Omar to just come and be reasonable and have a sit-down conversation with us. Let's see how that works out. You know, I'm more than willing. I've said it on this radio show hundreds, if not thousands of times. I will debate you. I'll have a conversation with you. This knucklehead that called me the other day, called me Kevin Johnson and cursing me out about my view on Biden. I call this guy back to have a casual conversation with him, and he's screaming the entire time. I'll play some of it one day. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jefferson, Colorado County Sheriff Jeff Schrader says Sol Paez, the woman who prompted schools in and around Denver to close, has killed herself.
The FBI recently just confirmed that they have found Ms. Paez deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Schrader adds,
we are concerned to get kids back to school And so we're going to continue working with the school district, the school safety team.
Paez caused a massive scare across the Denver area after the FBI learned she flew to Denver from Miami and purchased a shotgun. She was reportedly obsessed with the Columbine High School shooting. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is officially running for re-election. The Kentucky Republican released a video highlighting his ties to the president. The ad also touts McConnell's role in the confirmation of two conservative Supreme Court justices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Their only plan is to fight the president, and it's a sad day in America when the Mexican government is willing to do more for the United States illegal immigration problem than Democrats in Congress.
Needless to say, that was President's Press Secretary Sarah Sanders discussing the immigration issue and discussing it quite well. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I want to play a little bit of Tucker's show where he talked about the immigration issue. I could play the entire segment because it was really well done, but you only need to get the gist of it, and then I want to move on and talk about fundraising. But I thought that, you know, while we're on the subject of immigration, the fact that Trump made one heck of a gambit by saying, let's send them to the sanctuary cities and let watch what happens when you make the Democrats live their legislation, live their poison, drink their own poison. And you got a chance to look at that for the past week. Oh, what are you talking about? It's illegal. It's immoral. How dare you? It's fun to watch them. Anyway, here's Tucker talking about the immigration issue.
What if someone you hated offered to pay off your mortgage, put your kids through college, or deliver a tractor trailer full of Snickers bars to your house? We'd be confused at first and suspicious. Why is an enemy giving you the gift of a lifetime? But in the end, if you were smart, you would take the gift. It would be too good to pass up. Well, something very much like that happened in Washington last night. The Washington Post reported that the Trump administration has been debating moving some of the thousands of migrants now massing on our southern border into various self-proclaimed sanctuary cities across the United States. The president later confirmed that as true in a tweet. As of tonight, that policy remains under consideration. Talk about great news for blue America. The left loves impoverished immigrants from the developing world, and why wouldn't they? They make our cities safer, they tell us. They improve our schools. They provide the backbone of our economy. They do the work that we won't do. They are diverse. They are our strength. They are the best of America, even though technically they're not Americans. Sanctuary cities love them best of all. That's why they've become sanctuaries for illegal immigrants. Every Democrat now running for president has affirmed this repeatedly.
If you could, would you kick the wall down now? Here.
Yes.
Like you have a wall.
Absolutely.
Knock it down.
Offer a home to refugees. That is who we are. That's our values. That's part of what we do.
So instead of building a wall or closing the border, we should choose compassion instead of cruelty.
We welcome refugees and bring people out of the shadows.
Immigration is not a security issue. It is an economic and a humanitarian and a family issue. There is no such thing as an illegal human.
There is no such thing as an illegal human. Good point, Kirsten Gillibrand. We appreciate your eloquence. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf believes that so deeply that last year she warned illegal immigrants in her city, including several criminals, that an ICE raid was coming. She wanted to give them time to flee, and they did. As she later explained, she had no choice. All good people want more illegal immigrants in their cities.
It is a continued perpetuation of a racist lie that immigrants are not valued members of our society. We in Oakland know better. We in Oakland have a community that welcomes and honors all people, no matter where they came from or how they got here.
In Oakland, they're welcoming. In fact, the whole state is welcoming. In his inaugural address this spring, the incoming governor of California, Gavin Newsom, echoed those words. Everyone can come to California, he said. Absolutely everyone.
Let us build a house stronger than the coming storms, yet open to the world. A house that provides shelter to all who need it and sanctuary to all who seek it. We will not have one house for the rich and one for the poor, or one for the native-born and one for the rest.
So the left really couldn't be clearer on this question. All immigration is good. More immigration is better. There is no distinction between legal and illegal varieties of immigration. And if you disagree with any of this, you are a white nationalist. That's what they said almost every day for the past 2 years. We've watched carefully, and so have you. And now here, completely out of the blue, comes the man they despise most in the world, Donald J. Trump, offering them the one thing they want more than anything, more immigrants, immediately, delivered right to their door at federal expense. Well, it must have been like Christmas morning. You think you're getting another pair of socks, and yet there it is, a pony tethered to your mailbox. Holy smokes, amazing. Best day of your life. But that's not how they responded. The left wasn't happy about Trump's offer. They were shocked, and they were completely enraged. You know what this is, they said? It's dumping. Dumping, like what you do with garbage or used truck tires in the woods. The headline of Mother Jones read, Donald Trump wants to dump asylum seekers on the streets of American cities, Democratic cities. Busing people, wrote the Washington Post Greg Miller, to dump them in cities just to punish political rivals. In the view of Harry Siegel at the Daily Beast, quote, the White House wanted to dump refugees in sanctuary cities. Siegel called that idea nasty. At the same time, almost simultaneously, as if in concert, in fact, both CNN and MSNBC ran headlines accusing the White House of wanting to dump immigrants into cities.
And that's why Donald Trump's gambit was so brilliant. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So notice that all the media did dump, 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 which tells you that the media took the leftist talking points and they integrated that those talking points into their messaging to us. Do I really need to tell you that they're in cahoots with them? And, you know, you dumping, call it whatever you want. What the left is pretending is that, oh, no, we're compassionate, but by the way, we don't want them dumped in our cities. And President Trump's like, well, who's talking about dumping? Notice that the shift has gone from you wanted them to how they're delivered. They're being dumped. They're not being transported. They're not being given a ride. I mean, there's a lot of other words you could use. They're being dumped in the cities, and they're all using that word. I don't even care. I just wanted to kind of, I thought Tucker did a good job of explaining that. And I want to go into why Donald Trump is going to win, why you can, I don't want you to relax to the point where you go, I don't need to vote, but I want you to relax. I want you to start putting your energies into the things where you should. And here's the reason why. Donald Trump is going to need your support, but he's not, and he may need it financially and otherwise, he's going to need you talk, but you know, going out and doing your thing, but he needs you more by doing what I'm going to tell you, which is talking to people and telling those folks, I stand behind this president. I stand behind every, not everything, but the majority of the things he's doing. I stand firmly behind what he's doing. There's a reason. He's doing it right. Here's what's happened in the first quarter. He raised $30 million in the first quarter, not even technically running, not pushing it out. What I'm going to tell you is this. Donald Trump, when he declares, will raise easily $100 million. Easily. You know, and quite frankly, I think it'll be $200 million. When he finally says, okay, guys, we're in the race, let's do it, He's going to raise a couple hundred million dollars. But he raised $30 million in the first 3 months of this year, getting off to what they call a fast fundraising start. While his potential Democrat rivals, I want you to understand what's going on. They're in a race. They have declared they are fundraising feverishly. And Donald Trump ended the quarter $40.8 million in the bank account, a sum that they write shows Trump is beginning to stockpile serious money for the eventual 2020 general election. He filed campaign finance paperwork to run for re-election earlier than any other president. In fact, he did it right after he was elected. He's been raising money and spending through his campaign committee since he took office in 2017, and the figures were reported, you know, by the press. I talked about it because I said it was a great way for him to guarantee that he had to get equal time in whatever they do now that he's declared. $30 million so far has outstripped all the leading Democrat contenders, reflecting the advantage of a largely undivided party supporting Trump. And the small and large dollar donation machines already whirling, they said, we're wearing, I don't know what that word is, to boost his campaign. In contrast, look at the numbers. Bernie Sanders has raised $18.2 million in the first quarter, and he's declared he's running. People are backing him. That's what he raised. Kamala Harris raised $12 million. O'Rourke, he's raised $7 million. But between the three of the top contenders, they've raised $37 million. Trump by himself, $30 million undeclared. Let me put it to you this way. The best campaigning you're going to do, there's two periods where you campaign and you get the most money. One, when you declare, and two, if you start gaining the necessary momentum. Those are the two periods. Generally, it's when you declare. That's when you have all your people supporting you and what have you. So the Democrats have burned through Elizabeth Warren. She's got less than $1 million in the bank. I'm talking about for the presidency. So they're burning through their money. Donald Trump hasn't even started in earnest. When he starts in earnest, don't be shocked to hear numbers that he's doubled anything. All the Democrats, everything that they do in a quarter, he's doubled it. And I want you to compound that with his ability to control the
media. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
I've been waiting to talk about this subject for quite some time, and it isn't political, not in the strictest sense of the word, but there's always politics in this stuff, and it has to do with Tiger Woods. And I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan. If there's any athlete besides Bo Jackson that I've wanted to meet, it's Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods transcended the sport of golf. I mean, he's so big, golf is just a piece of it. But the reason why is so fascinating, and let me explain. Tiger Woods is a black guy who doesn't see himself as black. His mother's Asian, his father's part black, and he's a mixture of a lot of things because his dad was not, you know, he didn't like his dad is Somali. You know what I'm saying? He's a light-skinned black guy himself. And so he's got a mixture. His mother is Filipino and something else, so he's got a mixture. And Tiger Woods once described himself as like six different things, and it made black people mad. Because Tiger Woods is supposed to be black. So that's step one, is that Tiger Woods is considered black but doesn't embrace blackness, as people say. That's where sort of the politics of all this comes in. I mean, that's one part of it. Tiger Woods takes up a sport that's white. We talk about cultural appropriation. It's funny to hear the left talk about it, to hear black people on the left talking about, he's wearing dreadlocks, that's cultural appropriation. And here's Tiger Woods going, first of all, I mean, I'm just using him as an example. Tiger Woods doesn't even declare to be black, per se. He's recognized as black. Black people love it. Even though he said it, they still see him as black. They gave him a little bit of grief. Let me tell you what Tiger did. Tiger was like, I don't care what y'all think. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KJRadio.com. You want to give us a call? 844-551-8255. So Tiger goes out, plays a white man's sport. His dad, Earl Woods, who is black, unquestionably so. I mean, he's mixed, but he's black, right? And he goes out, he dotes on his son. He says, yes, son, I'm going to teach you how to play golf. And he gets Tiger everything he needs. Tiger was trained by white people to play this sport, and he loved it, and he gravitated to it, and he had the personality that made it successful. His golf deal successful, but he did it like no other. He did it like an Asian. Look at the Asian tour. Go look at the women on the Asian tour. Look at the women on the PGA tour, the LPGA tour. It's dominated by Asians. You want to know why? They have a work ethic like you wouldn't believe. Tiger had a Tiger mom who was willing to do whatever it took to indulge his quality, his talent. And he did it methodically like a robot. And he had a Green Beret father. And his dad was a warrior. He instilled in Tiger a warrior mentality. He had the physicality. Tiger's a heck of an athlete. People don't realize it because he wasted in golf, if you want to call it that. But he's got the mindset of a warrior. And Earl Woods put that in him. Now, Earl Woods is a horrible guy. He's a womanizer. I mean, there's lots of things about Tiger's dad. So when you look at Tiger from a personal perspective and what he did with Elon and his screwing around and all that, you don't have to like the guy. But let me tell you, as a golfer, the dude is amazing. Unquestionably, and I know this will make some people mad, and I don't really care. Unquestionably, the best golfer ever. And I'm talking about, I have a lot of respect for the Ben Hogans and, you know, Jack Nicklaus, who everybody sort of is defaulted as the best golfer ever. And, of course, the Byron Nelson, who percentage-wise was just an amazing golfer, Bobby Jones and many others. They don't compare to Tiger Woods. None of them. They didn't put the kind of effort into it. They didn't put the kind of training into it. You can talk about equipment, whatever. Tiger Woods has faced in multiple generations more of the best golfers ever. I'm talking about when he was in his 20s, there was a group that he dominated. When he was in his 30s, there was a group that he dominated. And just recently, now that he's in his 40s, after back surgery, which they thought was going to cripple this man, he's dominated. These guys, again, I'm not going to say, you know, he beat them, you know, by crazy, but here's a guy people thought was washed up, and he won. The guy's got the mind of a warrior. I'm telling you this because I hope it helps you. I hope it helps you talk about to your kids about it, and I've seen this attitude so rare in my life that I talk about it often. I talk about it through a student that I trained, a friend of mine. He's now like a brother. And he came to me when I was teaching at a karate school, and he says, Mr. Jackson, can you help me win tournaments? And I said, yeah, because he'd gone to a couple of tournaments on his own, and he lost. I said, yeah, I'm happy to help. So I'd stay with him afterwards. He's a good fighter. This kid was amazing. So I'd stay with him. I'd train him, and I'd say, okay, here's how you do this. You sneak this in, and you do this, and, you know, giving him all the best technique. And then I call him. I'd say, hey, man, how'd you do? He goes, man, I lost. He's like, what? You lost? Yeah. Next week, I lost. Next week, I lost. Next week, I lost. I'm going, wait a minute. You are one heck of a fighter. I am one heck of a fighter and trainer. I'm giving you the best of me. How are you losing? He doesn't say anything. He's like, I lost. So I call him one time after a tournament. This is about the fifth week. Get his girlfriend on the phone. And I said, well, how did he do? She says he got second in forms and second in fighting. And I went, oh, okay. So when I talked to him, I said, hey, I heard you got second in forms and second in fighting. And he goes, yeah, I lost. I went, what? He said, yeah, I lost. And I said, wait a minute. So for the last 5 weeks, what's been going on? He goes, I got second in forms and second in fighting. You know, I lost. And I went, you didn't lose. He goes, Mr. Jackson, you are not training me to get second in forms and second in fighting. He goes, until I get first place, I lost. And it was a bigger revelation for me than it was for him. Because I was like, wow. I don't know many people that had that mentality. And so I adopted it. That became my battle cry. Second place is the first place loser. There, you either win it or you lost it. No equivocating. Everybody doesn't get a trophy. You win the tournament or you lost. This guy went on to just become an amazing fighter and an amazing friend. Anyway, Tiger Woods has that. And that's what he showed, you know, at this tournament. He's out to win every tournament. The 43-year-old guy that people thought was done hunted down a pack of the best golfers ever. Let me tell you, Koepka, Justin Thomas, I forget the other guy that's a long ball hitter, whatever his name is. I can't remember, but there's a group of them that are amazing. Day, you get what I'm saying? There had to be 10 guys in that field that have been number one at one point. And Tiger Woods has led, in terms of being number one, he's led longer than all of them combined. Take the top 10 of them, he's got more majors than the top 10 golfers at that tournament. He's got more wins than the top 10 golfers at that tournament. There are some spectacular players. There's nobody that's doing this. Nobody. Everybody in the golf world had written this man off. I remember some people were happy to write him off, and I remember saying, you don't write a guy off like that. Tiger Woods reminded people that the old, younger Tiger Woods who stalked the field on Thursdays and then dared to catch him on Sunday is still alive and well. And I say that because it's a cautionary tale for a lot of the ingenues that enter, and I'll just use politics as an example. They think, you know, the old OGs are no good. They don't have, what do they know? I watched Tiger Woods in an interview talk about how he planned each thing. And it was remarkable. A friend of mine asked me the other day, we were old martial arts buddy. He says, Kevin, we're both getting old, man. He's like, you know, I can't throw them kicks the way I used to and all that. And I said, but let me ask you a question, bro. I said, would the old you want to fight? Would the young you want to fight the old you? And he looked at me and went, you know not. And I said, me either. As strong and as quick and as everything I was in my youth, I did not have the mentality that I have today. Tiger Woods showed that. He showed that mentality. He showed, if I can hit that shot, I can pick it, I can do this, I can work that. I've got knowledge inside of my head that you don't even know exists. I give that as a cautionary tale to the people that are in this movement. Spent a lot of time with Laura Loomer, over the past few days, and explained to her different things, and I swear it was so cool to watch her go. Just that smile that would hit her face when she would go, you really know what you're talking about. And she says to me, she says, Kevin, I'm going to take you up on everything that you said. She goes, you make a lot of sense. Pretty good stuff coming from a 24-year-old girl who's goes her own way, flies by the seat of her pants. Thanks for tuning in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.